My dad used to be Abraham Lincoln. When I was 6 and learning to read, I saw his initials were A-B-E, Albert Baruch Edelman. Abe. That's when I knew. My dad didn't look much like Lincoln. He was shorter and rounder, and he had a much bushier beard. But there was something about his eyes, something watery and kind. Lincoln's soul staring out of my dad's face. My dad had a mole on his cheek, too. It wasn't on the same side as Lincoln's, and most of the time it was covered with hair, but it was enough of a sign. I'm the one who suggested he name the furniture store Honest Abe's after he inherited it from his Uncle David. People want to know the guy who sells them their beds and easy chairs is an honest sort. And we lived in the land of Lincoln, a.k.a. Illinois, so people tended to go gaga over anything Abe-related. Plus, David was dead, so the name David's Davenports was a little creepy. My older sister, Roberta, suggested Edelman's Fine Home Furnishings, which my mom liked, but my dad thought was too snobby. The furniture he sold fell more into the good, solid camp than the fine one. My younger sister, Tabby, wanted him to call the store, "Jump on the bed, break your head." But Dad said his insurance company wouldn't go for it. He ran with Honest Abe's. Business went up by 33% after he changed the name of the store, even though he kept the same stock. My dad dressed up like Lincoln in all of his newspaper ads, a big stovepipe hat on his head, his beard trimmed enough so you could see his mole. Some of the copy was pretty corny. "You don't have to wait 47 years for a great deal," and "Log Cabin or White House, we furnish them all." But every time I opened the Downers Grove Sun and saw his quarter-page ad, it felt like a love letter written just to me. My dad used the whole family in one of his campaigns. We went to an old-timey photo studio where they had racks and racks of prairie dresses and bonnets for the girls to wear and vests and long jackets for the men. Men could hold rifles if they wanted. Women could hold baskets of flowers. The photographers told you not to smile, but in the picture, Tabby is grinning like a moron. Roberta and Mom look suitably old-fashioned and dour. I look like a normal girl from 1966, my eyebrows just a little raised. The edge of my t-shirt collar pokes up inside the neckline of my dress, which kind of ruins the effect. Dad looks very presidential, standing up straight and proud, one hand on the back of my mom's chair, the other hand tucked between the buttons of his vest. He also looks like he might bust up laughing any second. We got a sepia copy of the picture to use in the ads and a tintype one with a heavy wood frame to put up on our wall at home. The tintype started fading right away. We look like ghosts, slowly disappearing into the metal. One day, there will just be a pewter-colored oval inside the frame and we'll all be gone for good. The ad says, "From my family to yours, Honest Abe will never sell you wrong." It didn't occur to me that all of us were the Lincolns until I had to write a social studies report about them at the end of 6th grade. Even then, it didn't hit me right away. For one thing, the Lincolns had 4 boys. We had 3 girls. But then I started to think about all of their names. Robert, Roberta, Tad, Tabby, William, me, Wilhelmina, which means determined guardian, or if you want to be more direct with the translation, desire helmet. But people just call me Mina. We didn't have a dead sibling named Eddie as far as I knew. Who in their right minds would name a baby Eddie Edelman? But everything else was too much of a coincidence to ignore. Plus, the Lincolns had a cat named Tabby, and Tabby loves cats. We even have a cat, who I named Fido after the Lincolns' dog. And then I saw a picture of Willie Lincoln staring up at me from a library book, and I could swear I was looking into my own eyes. Willie was leaning against a table in his long suit jacket, arms and legs crossed, daring me to recognize my old life. It became crystal clear to me as I wrote my report. We were the Lincolns. The Edelmans were the Lincolns reincarnated. And it became my job to make sure history wouldn't repeat itself. It became my job to save us from our fate. Mina Edelman, Mrs. Turner, Social Studies, Grade 6, Period 4, 6666. Almost the sign of the beast. Final paper of the school year. Huzzah!